that.
Let's. Yeah. I'm feeling a little Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Like that.
Here it comes.
Okay. This is Paul Varholik, right, from the University of Central Florida, and he is going to show us some pretty interesting 3D virtualizations for games, right?
That's right.
What exactly are you going to show us?
So we're going to show you a game that one of our graduate students made. She and her partner took about a month to use the 3D user interface game framework that we've developed. Now, this is built on top of XNA, and the game that she built with it then allows you to use four Wiimotes, one strapped to each arm and each leg, and it's like Dance Dance Revolution, but with four Nintendo Wiimotes.
This is awesome. Yeah. Now, do the Xbox guys know that you're doing this?
Actually, we just talked about that. We just talked about that with one of the fellows that was here.
And what was his thoughts?
Very interested. Very interested. I mean, this works with a PC, but you know, I think that the technology that we've got here is pretty cool. I mean, we've got 6 degree of freedom stereo head tracking, stereoscopic rendering, all right, which is really cool. So we can actually do bona fide 3D with just a regular television.
Well, let's take a look at it. So what do we have to do? Do we need to suit up? I'm not doing very well.
Oh, better than me. Punch, punch, punch. Cool.
This is okay.
Yeah, actually, you did really well. You got 62%.
That's almost passing. All right, this is fun. Now, I noticed there's a bunch of other games. Let's run some of the other games you guys are showing off.
Actually, let's show over here. This is Pac-Fish.
Okay.
Again, played with the Nintendo Wiimotes.
Okay.
Now, the way that this gameplay works is, so I'm holding the Wiimotes, and all I'm doing here is I steer like a tank, you know. So I lean a little bit forward, and I go to the right.
Yeah.
I lean a little to the left, I go to the left. And I'm looking to eat pellets. And the sharks there are trying to get me, and if I twiddle the then I jump, and then you can get out of the way of the sharks.
And now how do you eat the pellets? Just swim over them?
You just swim over them. So these are really interesting gameplay elements.
That's hard.
Yeah, and he did this in 10 days. The folks that did this, it was 10 days, C-sharp, XNA, and the bespoke 3D UI XNA framework.
Very cool. I love it. What else you guys have? Any more games?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so this is called Cat what?
Cat War.
Cat War!
Yeah, this is the cats, you don't want to know. It's a strange thing. What you've got is a couple of soccer balls, and they're throwing starships at you. And in fact, those that are XNA savvy may recognize the starship from the Space War kit that comes with it.
Okay.
And essentially what I'm doing is I'm holding a sword up, this little katana blade, and I'm reflecting the sword as the spaceship as it comes at me. And it's Cat War because you the screen blinks, and he makes a meow sound whenever he gets hit.
Okay. Now, what are the soccer balls? They're trying to slice them?
You know, they're an interesting gameplay element that just shoots starships at you.
Oh, the soccer balls are shooting the starships, shooting you. And then the cat meows. I don't know why I didn't know that automatically.
Yeah.
Meow. This is awesome. This is so much fun. You guys at the University of Central Florida are doing some great work. And it says School of EECS. What does EECS stand for?
Yeah, Electrical Engineering and Computer Science. And we're with the Interactive Systems and User Experiences Lab.
I love it. I love it. And what's the website?
So you
could go play these games. Are these out there available? You did have to have the hardware.
No, actually, these games are there's a whole series of games that are included with the kit, with the software. And that's freely available. It's open source.
Yeah.
Includes pre-compiled binaries and all the source code for everything that we've talked about today.
Great.
And you can go to www.eecs.ucf.edu/ISULAB. ISUELAB.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you guys very much. We got to get the Xbox guys to make our own motion sensor controller.
Absolutely. We would use it.
All right. Well, I'm going to show this to them, and I'm going to get stuff done.
Cool.